The bill would provide a one-time appropriation for the construction of a new school of medicine facility at the University of California, Riverside. That would double the number of student slots at UCR's med school from 250 to 500. Senator Roth believes that would go a long way towards addressing the Inland Empire's doctor shortage.
We have about 35 primary care physicians per 100,000 people in this area, and the experts say we should have 60 to 80 primary care physicians per 100,000 people. And the ratio of specialist physicians to population is similarly low. So we need to drive that up.
The way to do that, according to Roth, is to train more med students from the Inland Empire. The hope is that they'll stay here to practice.
We know that where a physician practices is a function of essentially two factors, where they grow up and where they train.
But there's another side to that. There has to be more residency slots in the Inland Empire, too.
The way you improve the physician-to-population ratio in inland Southern California is to graduate more physicians, and coupled with increasing the number of medical residency slots here in inland Southern California. So you select medical students based on where they come from. Hopefully you try to get people who have grown up here in inland Southern California, and you try to create a sufficient number of medical residency slots so that those who graduate from medical school here can stay here, complete their training.
I asked Senator Roth if he's optimistic his bill will pass.
I think we have a reasonable chance of securing the $80 million. It's a strategic investment in healthcare, and I think it fits nicely with what Governor Newsom has expressed his goals and objectives are for the state and for the state budget.
For KVCR News, I'm Benjamin Perper.